There's plenty to do in Waco this week. I'm Will Burney, and this is Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
Ashley Bean Thornton is with me, and I have to say, Ashley, I am excited to be doing Act Locally Waco with you.
Well, hey, Will. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad to be doing it with you, too.
So let's talk a little bit about the Coryell Creek Critters Barbecue Cook-Off and Festival.
Yes, every year, the third weekend of July, the Coryell Creek Critters hold their cook-off and festival. They are a nonprofit organization, and the festival is always a big party. They have auctions and a kid zone and music all day, and the proceeds all benefit the American Cancer Society. It kicks off tonight at 5 o'clock and goes all the way through tomorrow. It's going to be over by the McLean Stadium in the Brazos parking area. And this year, Blue Sky Helicopter Tours are going to be at the cook-off, and you'll be able to purchase tours if you would like to.
And Winnie the Pooh Kids is still running at the Waco Civic Theater. Join Christopher Robin and the animals as they learn about teamwork, friendship, and, of course, sharing snacks. That starts at 7 tonight and costs $8 to $10.
And then on Saturday, the Texas Sports Hall of Fame is having their first annual book festival, which sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. It's free. It's at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, which is on University Parks Drive. You'll get to hear authors and athletes speak about their books. So there will be free signings and Q&A time. Some of the guests will be Mel Renfro, Chad Conine, Jim Reeves, Carlton Stowers, and Al Pickett.
And the Methodist Children's Homes Family Outreach and the Unbound Ministry are presenting a seminar on human trafficking. You'll learn about resources on how to protect your children. All parents, caregivers, and high school youth are welcome. That's at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and it's free. So what do we have coming up on Sunday, Ashley?
Well, Sunday morning, bright and early at 7 o'clock, is the inaugural Brazos River Shark Fest swim. This was originally scheduled for June, but had to be rescheduled due to the wonderful rain we've been having. But the Brazos River Shark Fest swim has three different distances, a 1K, a 1.5K, and a 2.4-mile swim in Lake Brazos through downtown Waco. The 1K swim will start at the McLean Stadium Marina, and you can find out about the other two on the website. The swim is not for beginners. The event is for experienced open water swimmers only. You should be able to swim at least 1 mile comfortably in a pool in under 40 minutes if you want to participate. But check the website. This would be a good warm-up if you're interested in participating in one of the triathlons coming up later.
So I should not show up in my floaties.
No.
No floaties.
Do
okay.
Not.
And on Tuesday, the Helping Hands Happy Hour benefiting Fuzzy Friends Rescue. Grab your friends and come out to the Baylor Club for some good food, good drinks, and good fun. There'll be a happy hour that includes drink specials, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, raffles, and celebrity bartenders. You don't have to be a Baylor Club member to attend. Admission is free. It's a great opportunity to experience the best views of McLean Stadium in Waco. That's at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, 1001 South MLK Jr. Boulevard, at 5:30 p.m.
And speaking of Fuzzy Friends, at 6:30 on Tuesday, the Central Library is having their very popular Angel Paws Reading Buddies at the Library program. It's super fun. Kids literally read books to dogs, which may sound funny, but it helps kids improve their reading, get a little self-confidence, and it's just fun. You do need to reserve a time. Each reservation includes a 20-minute reading period and a little short craft. Space is a little bit limited because it is popular, so call the library. It's the Central Library on Austin Avenue, and reserve your time.
And on Wednesday, we have the 1,000 Friends of Waco Monthly Roundtable Discussion. That's at the Greater Waco Chamber from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30. Attend this free discussion and discover firsthand about all the activity happening around downtown. That's free, and that starts at 10:30. And also, we have lunch with the Master Gardeners with Dr. Joan Windmiller. Dr. Windmiller has been growing herbs for over 30 years. Join her as she discusses the folklore of the most fascinating plants we have and their links to the past. That's at 12 p.m. The cost is free, but you have to bring your own brown bag lunch. It's at the Whitehall Center at Carlene Bright Arboretum, 9001 Bosque Boulevard in Woodway.
And on Thursday, July 20th, the Chisholm Trail Lecture Series continues at the Mayborn Museum. This week's lecture is going to be about Remington and Russell, the art of the trail. It starts at 11 o'clock and it's free with museum admission. There will be a lecture by Byron Price, who is the director of the Charles M. Russell Center. His lecture is going to focus on Western art, Frederick Remington, and Charles Russell, that depicts life in the Wild West and on the Chisholm Trail. I think most people who enjoy Western art will get a kick out of that. Coffee and pastries will be served before the lecture at 10. And in addition to the lecture, the staff will present the new exhibit at the museum, which is called Off the Range, Art and Architecture of the Trail, featuring bronze sculptures by Frederick Remington. The lecture series, like I said, is included with museum admission. So take advantage of this great art in Waco.
That's included with your museum admission of $8. Well, there's certainly a lot happening in our big, small town. Ashley, again, I'm really happy to be doing Act Locally Waco with you.
Yes, thanks, Will. I'll look forward to the next time.
And remember, you can find a calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.